inhalation of vegetable substances. The use of cannabis goes back more than 5,000 years BC. Indian hemp featured in the dried herb book of the divine cultivator, Sheng Nung, China, 2700 BC. Numerous plants, including poppy, hemlock, mandrake, henbane, and datura, were known in ancient times and were used sometimes in surgery. The sponge has been used since medieval times for delivery by inhalation. The very first trace of its use in the Western world is to be found in the 9th century in the Benedictine monasteries, Monte Cassino in Italy and Bamberg in Germany. This technique was repeated with several variations during the succeeding centuries, starting in Salerno in the 11th century and then in Bologna, Montpellier and Avignon. In 1471, a new edition of the book of Nicola Salernitanus, dating from the 11th century, shown here, gave a recipe for the use of mandrake with other plants to induce sleep and analgesia. The idea was to prepare a mixture of plants, soak them onto a sponge, which was then dried, and stored in a closed vase. This sponge was then dampened with hot water before use, and the patient inhaled the vapors before surgery. Each convent had its own recipe, which could not be used elsewhere since it depended on the quality of the plants used. Alchemy. Volatile substances were made by alchemists during the Middle Ages, with ether and chloroform discovered after the 12th century. In the 16th century, Paracelsus, 1493-1541, prepared ether from sulfuric acid and alcohol and described its analgesic and anesthetic properties, as well as total reversibility of the effects. But there was no apparent application. At the end of the 16th century, the great alchemist Della Porta, 1535-1615, succeeded in linking the properties of alcohol and vegetable distillates. He did not use a sponge but fashioned apples, a form of inhaler, which then caused loss of sensation and immobility. Blood vessel or nerve compression. The Assyrians, 2000-800 BC, caused unconsciousness by compression of the carotid blood vessels before circumcision. Ambroise Paré compressed blood vessels to reduce blood loss during amputations, 1564. This same procedure was used by Jean-Louis Petit, 1718. In 1784, James Carrick Moore advocated nerve compression to produce analgesia during amputations. Alcohol and regional hypothermia. It was well known that during acute drunkenness, a certain degree of analgesia could be achieved as shown in a 15th century engraving. In 1646, Marco Aurelio Severino in Italy recommended cold mixtures of ice and snow for surgical anesthesia. At the Battle of Eylau, 1807, and during the Russian campaign, Dominique Lery observed the beneficial effects of cold during surgery. Hypnotism. Modern use of hypnotism was started by Franz Anton Mesmer, 1733-1815. He created a hypnotic method in 1780, which he named animal magnetism. We recall the first users of hypnotism, Puységur, 1815, Cloquet, 1829, Esdal, 1840, Braid, 1842, and Hippolyte Bernheim, 1884. Missed opportunities in inhalation anesthesia. In 1800, Humphrey Davy suggested the use of nitrous oxide for non-hemorrhagic surgical operations. We recall the sad history of Henry Hill Hickman, who in France in 1824, as in England, did not succeed in interesting the medical world in the anesthetic effects of carbon dioxide and of certain other gases.